act like a total jackass.
That sounds normal, like normal Sage.
Thanks.
And I mean that in the most lovingly way, because I love normal Sage.
Woo, I'm back.
I'm back, bitches. Are you ladies ready? Welcome to the broadcast. Oh. I am Vicky B. We got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And the long-awaited return of Sayla Sage.
Woo!
How have you been, girl?
Good. Good. You know, yeah. Life.
Life.
We've missed you.
It's been so long.
So long.
Like, luckily now we switched to Wednesdays. We can make this work.
Yeah.
But I want to hear, because I feel like in general I haven't really caught up with you in a while.
Yeah, you're on the other side of the building, but we never see you anymore.
I know.
Sometimes
I'm stuck at my desk.
Right. So we will catch up with you.
But first,
how can people get a hold of us?
Oh, right. We have a Facebook, The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram, The Broadcast 999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And before we get into all of today's festivities, we did get a text message.
What?
All right, ready?
Yes.
It says, hey, ladies, I absolutely love my fiance, and she's an amazing woman, but she absolutely hates porn. And unfortunately, in the past, I have lied to her about me looking at porn. Every time she eventually dragged it out of me, so I came clean in the end, but it has happened a couple of times, and I know it's my fault for lying. I've gone a really long time without looking at it, but it's still hard to not watch it. She has no female friends, and of course, neither do I, so I just wanted to get a female perspective on the situation. So please just take into account, she is not a crazy female, like I said earlier. She's an amazing woman, and it's just an insecurity of hers. And if you could discuss this on your next podcast, it would be very helpful, as this has been an ongoing problem, and the only problem in our relationship. Sorry for the long text, but keep up the good work. You guys have an amazing broadcast, and I love to hear the female perspective on subjects you discuss. Thank you. Mm. All right.
That's a tough one.
So she's, quote unquote, not a crazy girlfriend. But, like, I am a little curious when he said when she dragged it out of me.
Because he was lying.
Like, he was lying. But why is she constantly asking? Is that a thing
but
where, like...
But here's the thing. Is she constantly asking?
I don't know.
Or is he just lying, and then she asks again... Because she probably knows that there's
or it's like the type of thing where like it was on his history or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
And that's okay. Like, it's like this is where I'm like, I don't think she's necessarily a crazy female, but she is right. There's an insecurity there.
Yeah, for sure.
Where did this insecurity come from?
Yeah.
Is it from past? Is it from an ex-boyfriend? How do you guys feel? First of all, that's their relationship aside. How do you guys feel about your significant other looking at porn?
I want them to do it. And I want them to share it with me. Show me what you're watching.
Yeah, I have no problem with it, but that's because I also look at porn.
Me too. High five, ladies.
Woo. I can see how if I didn't look at porn, how I would not want my man to look at other naked females. So I understand how if she doesn't look at porn and she doesn't like it, that and her eyes are only for this dude, that she would want the same.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see how, I mean, yeah, he's going to look up what he likes and what he enjoys. And probably won't be someone that looks like you or someone that will be doing what you're doing to him, you know. And I understand. So I kind of get where she would be coming from. Yeah. I'm not like that because I look at porn. So I'd be like such a hypocrite if I told my boyfriend not to look at porn because I'm like, oh, babe, I looked at porn twice yesterday. Oh, where were you?
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't always looked at porn. Like, it probably wasn't until... maybe like after 21 like mm-hmm. that yeah. I actually started looking and watching it and I started like understanding it, before, I think I was a little bit more skeptical of, like, if you're in a relationship with me, why do you have to look at porn?
So you were kind of like this girl.
Yeah.
To your boyfriends.
But now I get it because I'm more into it now and I've really grown in, like, my sexuality and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's not that big of a deal anymore because I can disconnect sex in a relationship and wanting to play with yourself and watch porn.
Right. And I think one of the things is, too, a lot of people are... You have this negative connotation of what porn is, like, yeah, with the industry and stuff. Or you might have seen some pornographic images that they weren't for you. Like, for me, I don't really like watching the really cheesy with the cheesy music and
bounce,
stuff.
It's
just like I watch
the dialogue.
I'm like, just shut up.
You are looking so sweaty today.
I've got a big package for you.
It's just like, oh, God, please shut up because it's totally getting me out of the element. That's just not the porn for me. I like a specific type of porn, and you know, if you've listened to the podcast, I like more of the kinky stuff, and that's what I tend to like. However, it's kind of hard because I feel like all of us girls, and maybe she's super perfect and doesn't do this, even if she might be considering it like a form of cheating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything that she could be doing, and is something she can, like, if she's listening to the podcast, can reflect? Is there anything you're doing in your life that could be considered pleasurable to you, like? Do you have a work husband, you know, your hubby? Do you go on lunch dates with another guy? Completely harmless. You're not doing anything sexual. You're not talking sexual with this person, but they're giving you an attention. They're giving you a feeling. Is like how in my head, and this is just me, I feel like that is on the same lines, like where it's OK. You know, if you want to have a work friend that you can just have lunch with and just completely platonic, it should be OK for your significant other to just do what he does in his alone time. He's not doing anything to anybody. He's not hurting anybody. He's not looking at anything, I'm assuming, bad, as in stuff that nobody should be looking at, like illegal.
Child pornography.
Yes. I mean, you're just looking, you know, run-of-the-mill, consensual Hollywood porn.
Yeah.
How bad is that's not a bad thing.
I think, honestly, if I was in that situation, I would... It would be so hard to express yourself as the female. Mm-hmm. And but there's two sides to every story. And yes, when you're in a relationship, you have to be able to communicate that calmly and in a respectful manner of, hey, this is why I don't like it. You know, like, let's compromise and figure out a medium ground, because otherwise it's, you know, They're not going to understand each other's point of views.
And especially since they're fiancé right now. Like, they're not married yet. This is a big thing.
Do not
need to figure it out.
Keep lying about it, though.
No,
that's
don't.
For sure. Yeah. Especially if you're going to marry her. If you're going to tell her you're not going to look at it, don't look at it. Just don't. Because you're never going to win if you do and she catches you over and over again. Like, right, she's eventually going to leave.
Yeah.
Well, 100%. Leave her. Like, it's just not going to help your argument on how it's not a big deal. Because you're looking like the bad guy. You're doing a bad thing. You're lying, which is, in theory, what we shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not making you look better, dude.
It does suck that she doesn't have any female friends, though, and can't talk to it. Because I feel like now...
Come hang out with
us. Yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, porn is just whatever. Like, I feel like back in the day, it was, like, this big thing and, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. But now I feel like...
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like almost all guys I meet...
Yeah, and we have porn stars that have gone mainstream, like Sasha Gray. And now you've got the whole Stormy Daniels stuff going on, like... It's so just, mainstream now.
There's nothing wrong. I think we have such a weird disconnect, which is kind of what I like about our generation, is that we're kind of breaking this. I'm like, no, you know what? This isn't a big deal. We've been kind of told, and I don't know about you guys, how your sexual upbringing was. It's like, no, you should be repressing these feelings. You should not be doing this to yourself or doing this with other people till you're married or this or that. So sexuality, especially like growing up Catholic, it was very repressed. And so any of the weird tingly feelings that I was feeling emotionally or physically, like, I couldn't express. And it's, you know what? It's not something that we should be condemning anybody for having these feelings, because everyone has these feelings.
It's natural.
It's completely natural. And doing something to yourself to relieve stress, it's good for you. It's been proven it's good for you. Real good for you. And I mean, and honestly, like, I mean, this is, I don't know about the dude, but I do look at porn when I do my thing. But I have, like, much better experiences when I don't. But I just don't have the time. That takes a little longer.
I was going to say, that takes a long time. Sometimes I try, and then I'm just sitting there, and it's been 5 minutes. I'm like, I'd be done by now if I had a video on.
Right. Exactly. But it's not as intense. I find I'm like, okay, I'm there. But when it's just me and myself, I'm like, woo, it's just like eating a giant sundae with all the toppings. And it's just like, oh, my God, it's amazing. As opposed to just opposed to a couple, like, you know, bites out of an ice cream cone.
Yeah, just a little tease there.
Yes. And so...
Or maybe, I just thought, too, you and your fiance could totally just make porn.
Yes, make your guys' own.
Yeah, either make it or watch it together. Like,
yeah.
Talk to her, see what she's into. I mean, obviously, you guys are, you know, engaged to be married, so I'm sure that you know some of the things that she's into.
Yeah, like if,
so,
like if yeah. that's, if you're kind of worried that he, like if, I'm talking to the girl here, if you're worried he's looking at other women and, oh my God, God forbid he's having thoughts of another woman naked.
If I know anything, it's that most guys, yes, they're going to be like looking at other chicks, but they're still going to be thinking about you while they're doing it.
Right.
I've had guys like send me porn and being like, this reminded me of you. And I'm just like,
hey.
Sometimes it's sweet. Sometimes it's really freaking creepy. I'm like, why?
It's just like you're watching never. The video. It's like somebody the complete opposite, like, look to you and yeah. everything. But
and she's doing something, like, crazy.
Yeah. It's like, she looks like she's cracked out. And I'm like,
it's like, thank you.
And who knows? Maybe she'll, like, actually, like, find something she's into that she didn't know she was into, you know?
Right.
Like, and I love, find new stuff all the time.
I love lesbian porn, too. But I'm not a lesbian. No, so it's weird.
It's just different. It's a different type of porn.
Yeah.
It's different type of feeling and environment. Like, I watched gay porn yesterday, and that got it for me. Like, and I don't know why. Like, some days I want to.
Yeah, I like gay guy porn.
Yeah.
Because I'm attracted to men, and I feel like with most heterosexual porn, it's focused on what is the female doing?
What
sound is she making?
Yeah.
What does her face look like? Yeah. And I'm like, that's not really what I want to see. Like, I want to see some D.
I want to see the action. I want to hear the grunts. And some days I want to watch lesbian porn. I watch lesbian threesome. Sometimes it's just whatever I'm in the mood for. And it's not hurting anybody. I'm just, it's my own private time that I am completely entitled to have. That is my time. Nobody else's. So,
yeah,
and then maybe like I recommend therapy always, especially if this could be a deep seated issue with something
with
else.
Her. Yes.
Like maybe she saw content that she wasn't supposed to see at a young age, or maybe she had an ex-boyfriend that cheated on her, quote unquote, cheated on her in her head just by watching so much porn.
Maybe did cheat on her.
Yeah. So there is like that fine line between like.
Well, and if this is going to be your like wife.
Yeah. You want to get this taken care of now.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything that I've learned from all of my failed relationships.
High five, me too.
It's, woo! Don't bring other baggage. And it's so hard for me to say this because I do it all the time. And so I'm going to sound like a hypocrite. But I'm trying to work on it. Do not bring old baggage into a new relationship. Don't put old things that other people have done to you onto someone just because someone else did it.
Like, ooh, my new boyfriend is teaching me that.
Isn't it crazy? Like, it's
like bitched me out for it. And I don't have people really bitch me out, like, especially a dude. And he's like way chiller than I am.
Yeah.
I'm usually one that's like, you know? And he did one night, and I was like,
I gotta look at myself.
I like that. The one thing I do give you credit for, Sarah, is that when somebody has a point like that, you're like, okay, let me sit and think about it. Like,
yeah.
Take what you said into account and really evaluate things.
Yeah.
So I give you props, Sarah.
Thank you. Good job.
Yes,
high five.
Yay! I feel like we got some good stuff out of there. So,
and let us know. Let us know what happens, please.
Or if you have any other questions to ask. Also, like, what was I going to mention? Oh, crap. I totally brain farted. Hi. Welcome back, Sage. Oh, yes. If anybody else has any questions, feel free to like text us on Facebook, anything. We will be glad to answer them. We also do still the rant session. So if you want to just bitch about something and have us read it, or if you want to leave a voicemail and bitch about whatever it is, like I bitched about how my phone, like my stupid, like when I'm in the middle of texting, the little pop-up will come up where it's like, hey, connect to the Wi-Fi. And I'm like, I was in the middle of a text and I didn't realize this. And I missed all my texts, and that just infuriates me. So it could be little, it could be big, whatever it is. Your boss,
hell yeah,
your dog, whatever.
Everything infuriates me.
Speaking of, how have you been, Sage?
Oh,
catch
man.
Us up with your life. I think the last time we left, or you left us, was
I was probably still living in Kirkland with
still
my brother.
Kirkland. Yes,
I was probably with
just dating this new dude.
Yep,
head over heels,
dude. Head over heels.
He was the one. Your soulmate.
Yeah.
I'm quoting you. I'm not just.
I know you're quoting me, and that's why.
That's why,
you know,
it sucks more.
That's why. It hurts to the core.
Burning deep.
You know what? It was a relationship structure that I thought that I wanted, and so I was chasing after it.
Ooh, a structure.
Yeah. So, like, he wanted to move in together. He wanted to get engaged. He wanted to get married. Oh, all of
wanted,
that stuff.
He wanted the same future
stuff
as you.
And in all my life, I've been told by my parents and my siblings and some of my closest friends that when you meet someone, you're going to know and it's going to go fast.
Huh.
And so I've always had that in my head. But then I realized that's not my thoughts. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with them, I assume.
Yes. Yeah. So it just got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm not happy. We moved in together. 2 months later, I kicked him out.
How long did you guys date before you moved in with each other?
I don't want to talk about it.
2 months?
It was fast.
It was a few
Let's
months.
Let's just say fast.
Yeah, it was fast. Way too fast, to be honest. And the thing that pisses me off the most is that I had gut feelings before we even moved in together because we were arguing a lot over stupid stuff. But in my head, I was just like, oh, it's just stress of moving in with someone and getting to know someone and all this stuff. And I made excuses for it.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until last September that I was like, you know what? No.
Where you
no
were actually like living with him.
I was living with him. Like, I was so unhappy. Everything was an argument. Like, just, and his attitude, he was so negative and so angry all the time. And I was like, is that how people see me? Because I feel like I'm negative and angry all the time. And I'm like, I don't want to be like that. The way that I see him is not how I want people to see me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow, that's a crazy, like, wake-up call kind
of.
I mean,
it
made everything worth it, though, right, huh?
Yeah, and the thing that made it worth it the most is that I was able to put my biggest heartache into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you've listened to me on the podcast before, I've talked about the ex, the one that broke my heart and took me forever to get over. And I honestly don't think it was until I broke up with Brandon that I was really able to kind of put that in perspective. And I was not in love with him and I didn't want to be with him, but he wanted to be with me, which was the reverse of the ex. I was in love with him. He was not in love with me and he didn't want to be with me. But
so you were like on the other side of it.
Yeah. But I couldn't put that into theory until I was in that situation reversed. And then I was like, oh my God, this is why it didn't work out. This is why it's never going to work out. I need to get the hell over it. So that was good.
Did he take the news as hard as you took the news with your ex?
What do you mean?
Like,
because it took you a long time to get over it.
So do you think he's still in the process?
He was dating someone like 2 weeks later. So. Oh.
I think he might just be that person, and we've all dated them. They just so
serial monogamous.
They so badly want to be in love with somebody and have that. And it's like usually you think girls are the ones that do that, but I mean I've had the one that was my VX was the same thing. Because like a couple months after we broke up, because we dated for a year, the girl he dated before me, like they broke up and we started dating immediately. Like he was just that guy, and he met the one after me, and 4 months after we broke up, they were engaged after we had been together for a year.
Yeah.
But, how did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if I did the breaking up, like 2 weeks later, that's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
It still sucks. I mean, I honestly, for me, I've more felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, girl, like he didn't learn anything.
It's a pattern.
From it.
Yeah.
It's a pattern. And he's bringing other people into this pattern and he needs to get it figured the hell out.
I think it's not until something, what ended up happening with my
exactly.
ex, he got married. And they're now divorced, and it's only been a short amount of time. So he realized, because I did talk to him briefly when they were getting divorced, like he caught up and apologized for a lot of stuff. And it had to take them really hitting rock bottom, like broke, nowhere to live. Like I think he was living with his parents and just having to deal with all that crap from everyone around you. Well, what's going on? What happened? And then arguing with your ex. They have to hit rock bottom, and I think that's what's going to end up happening for him. He's going to end up getting married. God forbid they make a baby.
He's been married twice before.
Oh, God.
So I don't think anything.
I'm thinking babies are the next step for him.
So do you guys would still be dating if it wasn't for you to actually, like, put a period to the end of the sentence kind of thing? Like, it sounds like he doesn't do it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, because, like, at the while we were breaking up, he was like, he's like, you're giving up. Like, I don't give up on relationships. And I was like,
that's the problem.
You've been divorced twice. Like,
It must have been the chick's
yeah, I was like,
decision.
I was like, you know what? I'm trying to be as amicable as possible. And he was just like throwing shots left and right. And I was just like, you know what? You've been divorced twice. You've lived with every single girlfriend you've ever had.
Damn.
What the hell do you mean, like, you don't give up on relationships? Like, yeah. Come on, dude. You
get
should.
Get the F out of my apartment.
Yeah.
Or just not date for a while.
Yeah. Figure out who you are. Because I feel like he's the type of person that probably changes. I mean, I don't know. This is just a theory of mine that changes per relationship.
Oh, changes for what the other person is.
Yeah.
Kind of wants or.
Yeah. Because he didn't really smoke weed until he started dating. Like, he did occasionally.
But he was trying to, like, be the best.
Yeah, he was.
He wants to be the knight in shining armor. He wants to be your specific prince, your idea of a prince.
I don't want a prince. I don't want shining armor. I want a dude in muddy boots.
Right.
And a flannel.
And a beard.
Yeah, I want him to have issues, but work on himself.
Exactly. With me.
I like it.
Dang.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, and the funny thing is that it has only been since September, but I feel like
like it's been like 2 years.
Yeah, it feels like it's been so long. Like, I've gone through other relationships since then, and, you know, I'm currently single, completely single. But I just, I have this dude who I've known since I was 16, and he just
hit you up, slid in those DMs.
Well, I hit him up the last time. Actually, I always hit him up because he's very respectful. So
not gonna hit you up. It's like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
and like, hey,
yeah, he doesn't do that. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
So are you guys just hooking up?
We actually have never hooked up.
Oh my gosh, you actually like have a crush?
Yeah,
weird. Dang. Childhood friend turn into
yeah. I mean, like it's always been very.
Is it like bad timing? Like you?
It's always
never...
been bad timing. Yeah, every single time it's been bad timing. I was in college. Now he's in college. He's also working. Like,
does he live around
all sorts
here?
Of stuff. He lives over on the east side.
Okay. So it's like trekked. You can't just like go out for dinner one night or something.
Yeah. So.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's nice to kind of take it slow and just kind of focus.
Sure.
On
you gotta have someone you like, kind of like to talk to. You know, butterflies a little bit.
Yeah.
And crushes are nice. Like, do you guys remember high school when you? And you'd start to like somebody, or even like your early 20s, you're like, oh my God,
that's always the best part of the relationship, right? Is like,
do they like me? Do they not? Especially if you're friends first.
Okay,
not...
well, I hate that part.
Well, like,
oh my God, yeah, or you're just like staring at them in class and you're like, oh my God, I'm drooling and he's so fine and he's never gonna look at me because I'm a weirdo.
I think what I mean more so, it's happens. We are very much the online Tinder generation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
and I've actually given up all of my online dating sites. I thought about going back and doing like a paid one or something, like a little
Don't
bit more
do
serious.
It.
I thought about it. Sage has experience. But it's like, where do you meet people nowadays? That's like, we've had this conversation many a times. It's like, do we go to bars? And even then, like, granted, we're in Seattle, so people are a little, the Seattle freeze is real.
Yeah, and if they talk to you at a bar, they're wasted.
Yeah.
And I don't drink, so.
Right. Or if you just want to talk to somebody. Like, I met this guy, and I kind of did a little, like, I went back to that bar. I would never go to that bar because it's completely out of my way. I went to that bar again to talk to him after I left my number. And, like, when we started texting, it was very much the, I felt like
was
I met him on Tinder.
A bartender?
The bartender.
Oh, okay. I was like, you went to a random bar out of your way just to see if the stranger was there again?
No. Yeah. No, he worked there. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I know. I was like,
that's.
Sorry. Sorry. He worked at the bar. And it just felt like I met him off Tinder because he was just trying to get into those type, like the DM type conversations. Like, hey.
Well, it sucks too because guys might think a girl giving the number is like, oh yeah, she wants all this. When like if a guy gave me his number, I would automatically assume he wanted to take me out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I'd be like, hey, how's it going? And then if he was like, hey, you know, I liked your tight pants and what are you doing tonight? I'd be like, no.
God, whatever. That's what Snapchat's
like,
for.
Whatever happened to telling a girl you want to take her out, telling her when and where to be or when you're going to pick her up, like, and taking her out to a dinner. Sorry. That was the first one.
Yeah,
that
you're good.
Impressive. Sailor Sage is doing good today. But yeah, just like taking her out and just getting to know each other. Have fun.
Like, I think it's like we've kind of built this stupid kind of
it's an interview
wall.
Process.
It is. It's a
oh,
whole
it's
like,
so
oh my God.
Awkward.
I hate it.
It's so awkward.
We've built this interview process, but sometimes I feel like as girls, and I've seen this when I've talked to my guy friends that do online dating, girls are so picky. They like, I've seen girls that like, I want a millionaire who drives a BMW and does this, 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 and that. And it's like, honey, but you don't have a job and you don't do anything to take care of yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever. So what makes you think that you can land somebody like that if you're not?
She thinks she's hot.
Yeah.
She thinks she's great. And she's not. That kind of vibe.
I was being nice. She may not even be great. Yeah. She's maybe hot.
But like that.
But even then.
It's just like, so it's like, I feel like guys get real intimidated. It's like, I have a boyfriend. Like, it's that whole like, you like, hey, you know, nice to meet you. I have a boyfriend. Like girls, I feel like, I mean, we are on our guard a lot. On average,
in today's
day
and age, like
population,
you kind of have to be.
It does suck because, like, you go and you smile at somebody, like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, you're just trying to be nice and just society and spread good cheer, and they automatically think this girl wants the bag. And unfortunately, that's just kind of what it's become.
They do.
So it's like, I see both ends. Like, why we don't get that anymore? Because some people ruined it.
Yep.
So if you guys have any,
can we bring it back?
Just dates.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching this thing, like, back then. They're like, oh, why couldn't it be like when men used to initiate things? But back in the day, women actually would. What they would do is when they had the handkerchiefs, and, like, you know, when the girl would drop the handkerchief and the guy would do it, that was her her trick or her way of saying I'm interested, is she'd drop it and wait for him to pick it up. Oh, so she's the one that initiated it.
The bend and snap.
Yeah,
except the guy would snap. Boom. Hey, drop this.
Reverse bend and snap.
But see, it should be like that, but, like, not like, hey, I just want to bang you. Like, hey, pick up my handkerchief, take me out on a date.
It's just like, let's talk. But how are you guys when you do develop a crush? How are you when, like, are you awkward? Are you confident?
Sweat so much.
You are a sweaty gal.
Like, when I went on.
Like, in general.
Oh, yeah. When I went on my first date with my now boyfriend, who I had slept with, like, 2 days before, like, just thinking about going on a date and, like, He picked me up, and I barely know this guy, and, like, we're going to be, like, sweating. Like, I sweat so much. And then I feel like I'm so awkward. But I'm so awkward that I say I'm really awkward.
Well, like, how sweaty are you?
I always admit it. I'm always like, I'm nervous. Just letting you know.
I'm awkward.
It's going to be awkward.
So, and I'm really sweaty right now. Like, not in the sexy kind of way.
Like what was sweating? Like, what parts of you? Is it, like, your forehead starts perspiring?
I'm a body sweater, which is good because...
My hands get clammy.
You can't see it on me, but, like, even talking about sweating is kind of I'm sweaty. Like,
my hands are clammy right now just from listening about you talk about it.
Do you get, like, underarm sweaty?
Like, crazy. That's why I never, ever wear gray. Like,
side note, I know a trick. You get panty liners, not pads, panty liners... And you put them on the inside of your... Yeah, because the panty liners are thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you put it on the inside of your sleeve, especially if it's a longer sleeve, and it'll soak up.
Vicky, where the hell did you learn this trick, and when the hell are you ever doing that?
Probably BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, and I haven't done this.
But could you imagine if I go on a date and I have panty liners?
Like, hold on, I have to go change my panty liners.
I mean, it's better than some big old pit stains, just...
I don't think it is,
sprinkling
though.
It. I think so, if you're not, like, sprinkling it out. I'm talking about first date, Sarah.
But
when you're nervous.
So, yeah. So, I don't like to, like, go into, like... I mean, I hug him, but, like, I like to have a big jacket on or something. Because if it's summertime, which I went on a date in the summertime. Whoa.
So, this just means you can never not be dating your boyfriend now.
Yeah. It's a good thing you're booed up.
Yeah. Because not a lot of people can handle all that sweat. And it's weird because it's just, like, it's...
Is it only when you're nervous? Sweat.
I mean, or when I'm, like, working out or something.
Yeah, yeah, when apparently, like, you've said before, like, when you're having sex, it's just
your adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which apparently is, like, really healthy, but it's really annoying. But now I get really sweaty and I get really weird. And I'm not really one of those people you'd think that, like, when I get nervous, I talk a lot.
I talk a lot all the time.
I know, but I actually get, like, really quiet.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me to go to, like, a party by myself, like, kind of knowing you, sort of, but you have all your friends and stuff, I, like, would stand in the corner and be, like, the most awkward person ever.
Yeah, I can see it.
Like, anxiety hits the roof.
Once alcohol gets involved, though.
Because
I'm the same way. Because I'm like,
yep.
Okay, I'm alcohol. Hey, how's it going? Yeah.
I definitely probably took at least, like, 2 or 3 shots before he picked me up.
Yeah. I'm a puppy dog. I, like, follow around super awkwardly at parties.
Which I kind of like it, where I'm just like, hey, Sage. I like Sage following me.
Yeah, but
the thing is that, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, this person does not want me to keep following them. I'm sure I'm annoying the hell out of them.
Well, next time, if I host a party, I'll make sure to, like, hold your hand and be like, this is my girl.
Just give me a leash. Yeah.
This is my girl, Sage. Let me introduce you to Sage.
Have you met Sage?
How do you guys get?
Oh, man. I get really standoffish.
Oh, bitchy.
I mean, it, and it really depends on the person. If I think I have a chance, I'll be a little bit, like, a little bit more outgoing, but I'll be awkward as all hell. If I don't think I have a chance at all, then I'm just super nonchalant, like, don't even, super weird. Awkward. Just, like,
huh. Is that the same over texting? Because I know you guys, like, have the internet. Is texting totally emoji?
Texting is so different.
I can't wait to see you.
I'm such a, like, introvert, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really like talking to strangers. I never, like, if someone talks to me on the elevator, it weirds me the hell out. But texting, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's so much, like, I don't have to worry about stumbling my words. I don't have to worry about me, you know, stuttering or anything like that. Because I pause a lot when I talk, and that annoys the hell out of me. But it's because I had a speech impediment when I was younger, and so that's what my brain does now. So yeah, it.
Well, it's weird. I work out with, like, people, or we have, like, a workout. A lot of people, we see each other a lot, and they're the most shy, introverted. Maybe we'll say hi, but then, like, the moment they get on their phone, they, like, will
blow it
tag
up.
Us all and be like, that workout was awesome, can't wait to see you guys tomorrow, heart emoji, kiss emoji, la la la. And then you see them in person, they're just like, hi.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's exactly how I am.
It, to me, I'm like, what the hell? You're like two different people.
I think it's just easier. Like, text is just so much easier to be yourself, and
or at least be the one that you the person you want to be.
Yeah.
Or and when you're around people you know.
Yeah. I mean, who I am on text is who I am when I'm around my mom, my sister, my best friends, like, those types of things. But when I'm just around, like, normal people, like coworkers or, you know, friend acquaintances, I'm very
just chill,
laid back and chill and observant.
That'd be so weird if I was, like, into you, but, like, you were so standoffish. Or okay, if I was like a dude in flannel and boots and a beard.
It happens, like, to every guy that's into me.
They'd be so confused. They'd be like, wait, what?
Oh, believe me, I know.
See, for me, like, when I have a crush, it depends on if I'm drunk or not. Because drunk Vicky is very different.
So flirty.
I'm so lovey-dovey when I'm drunk.
Your pants when you're drunk.
But even, like, it's just great. In general, like, Sarah, you're just, I love you. Kind of like, I get all, like, I'll just get kind of cuddly with everybody. It's just, because if I really like you, like, in just in general, like a friend or whatever, I'm really cuddly. Like, earlier today, we were sitting on a couch and Sarah and I were cuddling. Well, I was also cramping a little bit, but I was just like, I'm just going to cuddle.
I gave her a massage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I laid my my head on her tummy. So it was just like that nice, cozy.
Work appropriate.
HR.
It was on my lower back. It felt better. But if I'm drunk, it's just so much easier. I can be flirty. But then I realized drunk and not drunk flirting Vicky, or, you know, interested crush Vicky, I talk a lot because I get nervous. And I feel like I'm supposed to be entertaining you.
You talk a lot all the time.
Exactly.
You hate silence.
I do.
Like, even when we're in a car together and I'm just, like, enjoying the breeze, you're like, either we have to be talking or there has to be music.
Well, no, music always has to be going on. But, like, I was driving the other day. We'll talk about it in a little bit. I went to go see the Disney After Dark burlesque show.
Oh, yes.
And I was in the car with one of my closest friends and her husband and then one of her friends. And it was just awkward because, like, I'm like, everyone was just not saying anything. And I'm like,
You barely, like, you know the people less than everybody else knows,
like,
each other kind
of
thing.
Like, I mean, the other person, I know them less. Like, I know, like, her husband I can chat with or whatever, but I'm just like, you guys, we're going to go do something exciting. Like, I want to be pumped up, not just sit here and get sleepy while driving you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are all going to be drinking tonight. I'm not. Entertain me.
Yeah.
Well, and you're driving.
I'm like, entertain me. Be my, you know, nobody was talking. I'm like, and they're all on their phones. I'm like, you guys all suck.
But what'd you really say?
I was just trying to, like, make conversation. They're like, what? Like, they're just, I don't even remember what
I said.
That's
where you just crank the music. Because sometimes when I'm driving, like, I think I have awkward situations in the car too. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to my friend and then kind of talk to my boy. Like, I don't want to do that. So I just turn up the music hella loud. So then that's, like, the cue, like, don't talk.
Everyone, like, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
See, it's weird because, like, maybe it's my speakers, but, like, I don't turn the music up too high in my car because it sounds kind of weird. And I don't know if it's my ears or the speakers itself. So maybe I just got to get something going on. It's like, I'm gonna put my own headphones in, screw you guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not gonna
please don't
to you
drive and listen.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. That is illegal. I wouldn't do
so
that.
If a guy, like, swoops you or, like, picks you up or, like, meets you at dinner, or you just talk.
Yeah, I try to get as much. I either feel like I'm interviewing them and then I try to, like, show them I'm working really hard on this thing right now, because I've noticed I've been doing this since I was a kid, because I feel like, hey, I want you to like me, but I also want you to, like, I want you to know that I understand what you're talking about, because I have a similar situation. But I was reading this article about, like, the explanation they gave is this: the girl who wrote the article said her friend's dad just died. And she's like, oh, honey, I know how you feel. And she's like, okay, I get it. I had, and the friend whose father passed away snapped. She's like, oh, it's like you had it worse because your dad died when you were a kid and I had my dad for 30 years. I get it. You had it worse. She's like, no, I'm just saying I know how it feels. So the writer sat and thought about it. She's like, you know what? That is not giving them, that's not what they want to hear, and that's not what a good friendship should be, instead of just kind of playing off that, because it becomes a sort of, what is that? Not neuroses. It starts with an end. And it's a bad personality trait to have. You're
neurotic?
No.
Narcissistic?
Narcissistic. It's just a form of narcissism.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm the person that says?
It's just like saying something like, hey, oh my God, I went to this beach the other day. It was really, really awesome. Oh, cool. You know, I actually recently went to a beach too. It's just like kind of one-upping almost.
I mean, I do that all the time.
Uh-huh.
I actually, last week I was talking to, I don't even remember what the context was, but they were saying something, and then I responded being like, oh, okay, cool, like, I did this or something like that. And then I was like, wow, Sage. Like, I literally texted this to that person. Wow, Sage, way to turn it towards you.
Yeah.
Mm. And I apologized, and I was like, I'm sorry, like, trying to work on it.
Yeah. And, like, and that could go for, like, sad situations or even just regular conversations. So that's something I'm working on. But I feel like because of that, and I kind of have to realize that's like, no, you don't have to entertain the person right now. They're just perfectly okay with having a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Oh, so it'd be like if I was like, if we were on a date and I was like, oh, Vicky, I went to this con. Like, yeah, like I went to a con last Sunday. And instead of you being like, oh, dude, what kind of con was it? I love cons. You'd be like, oh, well, I went to.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and then talk about your experience.
And that's exactly how the writer explained it in this article. It was saying something like, oh my God, I've just been so sad lately. Oh my God, me too. Or, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Instead of saying that, it's like, oh, how come?
Yeah. Why?
Why? What's going on?
Have a conversation about them first.
Yeah.
And then if it transitions into it, you can also, you know, share your experiences. Yeah.
So it's a lot of stuff. I think the fact that it's this generation, and especially in this side of the country where we're all just awkward in general.
Yeah.
A bunch of awkward nerds
so,
that stay inside.
I wish I could had a GoPro on when I dated my to see what I, because I don't even really remember. All I remember is just I asked him on the first date if he liked the C word.
Yeah.
That was what I asked him.
And what was the answer?
And he was like, he said, what did he say? He said, when it's appropriate. And I was like, good answer.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
See, I like it almost anytime. Someone can just bust that out, you know, during, you know, church.
No, I like it anytime, except when they use it to actually can't wait to suck your.
Yeah.
Or to do that.
It's not
that,
weird.
I'm like, it's not a sexy word.
No.
It's a gross word. That's why it's amazing.
No, it's just like a word. Like a, you C word.
It's a sentence enhancer.
It's like the F word, but a whole nother step.
But it's not sexy by any means. F word can still be sexy sometimes.
Yeah, I'm trying to F you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, F, yeah.
It's like I tried to do sexy there.
That was creepy.
Thank you.
That was like you just walked out of your white van
with some candy in hand.
I do have an article about what people do when they have a crush on somebody. But, you know, since you're getting all dirty, Sarah, how was your anniversary, by the way?
Golly.
Fill Sage in or fill in people who are listening for the first time.
Okay, long story short, Vicky did a boudoir shot. Vicky,
she did a boudoir.
Photographed me.
Yeah. I did a boudoir.
I did a Vicky boudoir. What?
Vicky took pictures.
We had a boudoir shoot.
Okay.
Of pretty much my kind of almost naked self. Not full on nudes.
Am I allowed to show her some of the ones I sent you? They're not the dirty
totally.
Ones. I'll show you.
So I don't really know. My boyfriend and I just celebrated our year, and I don't really know what to do for a gift. You're a dude. I don't know what you want. You
want flowers? What do you want, kid?
Yeah, so he really wanted and has wanted to...
A particular activity.
A particular activity that involved my backside. He's been asking for months.
Okay.
I haven't done it in years, so it's not something I'm like, oh, let's go for it, you know? So I was very hesitant. And so the way I didn't know how to present it to him. Like, I didn't just want to be like, hey, babe, let's do it back there, you know? So I was like, oh, my gosh, let's take pictures. That'd be so fun. And the last picture will be one of pretty much
a close up
that area. And then it'll have my finger pointing to it and being like,
It's like, hey.
Question mark? I don't know if I can say that.
No.
So, sorry. So, yeah, she took a bunch of pictures, and then she'll probably show you the last one. And so I gave him
I don't know if I need to see the last one.
Well, it's
I
not, don't, we don't I have mean, it. Oh, darn.
No, it's good. I specifically did not. I only sent Sarah Facebook ones that she could probably post on Instagram. Like, Instagram or something. Get away with.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I could post the last one. But so we got a hotel room. Oh, and I also got lube.
Designed lube for this.
Needed.
Yeah. So I gave him the book, and then it was wrapped up in a little thing. And of course, because our big mouths, knew about the pictures. Luckily, I didn't tell him about the last part.
The reason why the photos were getting taken.
And this was like printed in a book. It wasn't like we did a photo album, printed the pictures and put in a photo album.
It was
this
a legit
a book.
So he's like
coffee table book.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So he's like looking through them and he's loving them. And then he gets to the last one. And then it says
the question.
Yeah, the question. And then he like opens it because I like it's like a card pretty much. And I open it. I was like, oh, yeah, happy when you're here. And I was like, so let's do this thing or something was the last line. And he was like, oh, babe. And I was like, open your present. And it was the lube. And then he was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. OK, so let's do it. And he was like, wait,
did he climb up
right now? And I was like, yeah, right now we got the lube. What? Yes.
I got ready.
Like, he was like, oh, I thought you meant like. You know, it's going to be like an IOU or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's going down
tonight.
Now. And I was like, unless you don't want to. He's like,
pants
no,
off.
No, I want to. I was like, yeah, I like took an hour shaving everything. I put coconut oil back there. Like, I am ready to rock. You know, in case it's my friend told me it tastes good. If you put a anyone's going to.
Jesus, Sarah,
sorry.
I can't have any of that.
There's just going to be a really long bleep.
Yeah. People will get it. So, yeah. So we did the thing. I was like really nervous, but I was like super prepared.
Because you used to, you've done it before and you've liked it, right, before?
I've had on and off experiences with it. Different dudes, different lengths, sizes, widths, whatever. It's different. But the fact that I hadn't done it in like 5-6 years, I was like, you know, even like, I don't know if you do this or anyone does this, but like cleaning it, I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna put a Q-tip, you know, just to like make sure it's good. And I was even like, oh god, this Q-tip, I feel it. But I was like, this Q-tip's so small, how am I gonna survive? You guys should do that. Yeah, because we did it at like 5 p.m and I had been like kind of already drinking and eating, so I was like nervous. And I like, when I get nervous, I sometimes have to like
go to the bathroom.
So I just, you know, there was no avoiding that. So I like put a Q-tip to make sure it was Gucci.
That's why you take Imodium the morning of.
What is that?
Anti-diarrheal.
Does it not make you Sorry.
You just blew Sarah's mind.
Whoa. I need to
take one in the morning because they last for about 24 hours.
And then what does it
so especially if you're not having any sort of discomfort at all.
Huh. Yeah. And then does it just like all come out like a laxative?
No. It just stops it. It prevents it from happening.
Whoa. That would have been really good to know. Well, not like I didn't see none of that happened.
What I recommended is that you can get a special, and this can only go for one area, to flush it out with water.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Enema.
Do you put it all the way in there or something?
Well, I mean, it looks like
it's a syringe.
Sometimes. I have one that looks kind of like a really weird-looking turkey baster.
You know?
It's like a big bulb and a tiny little thin thing. And it just water just up in there.
Okay.
You know what they suck snot out of babies' noses with? Yeah. It's like that, but it's got a longer tip.
Yeah, that's what it's bigger. It has more water in it. And then you go to the bathroom and clean it out.
That would have probably been better than the Q-tip.
Yeah, the Q-tip sounds gross, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what else do you clean that's little that I can put in there to like just...
That's fair.
Right? That was actually like kind of a good idea. Thank you. But anyway, so we did the deed. He like looked like his like mind and world had been...
Was it the first time he had ever done it or just...
No, I mean, in a while. And he's had some interesting experiences, which he's told me about, which also kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
Which that's why I needed to make sure, like, I was prepared. I had the right stuff. Like, so I wouldn't...
Had an incident, so...
So, yeah. What, did you say something bad, Sarah?
I said poop on his...
I don't want to put that on there either.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, and then, you know, and the next morning, I guess it was, like, still our anniversary and our celebration, so we did it again.
But everything was a lot chiller this time, huh?
I mean, yeah, well, then we did a different position, which was kind of cool, because, like, the first position we did doggy, which I would just assume...
Is standard.
Yeah.
It's standard.
But then the second time, it was, like, missionary.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can look in your eyes and this is a little more loving. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I love you, but you're also an
God damn it.
Like, so it was
this
one of those
entire, like, last 15 minutes of the podcast.
Okay, yeah, we're stopping because this ran longer than I was intending to. And I got to get out of here.
Anyways, I would suggest if your partner wants to try it, do it. Just get the right things. Get whatever sucky thing Vicky just said. Maybe some Q-tips just in case. Get lube that's for it.
Don't use Q-tips.
And just relax.
Relax. Because they make lube specifically like where it numbs stuff too.
Yeah, so it helps
use
get in.
Lube.
A lot of lube.
And I read something online. It says like the first initial part is going to be like the most painful and hardest because it's the biggest. So once you get through that, you're like, okay, that part's in so I can do it.
Yeah, it's your muscles are going against what they want to do. So when your muscles get pushed, the automatic sensation is pain.
Yeah. Yeah. And they kind of freak out. Yeah. Oh, and it definitely does feel like you're going to poop, but you're not going to.
You feel like you're going to poop for like 24 hours afterwards.
And then it's kind of a little raw feeling when you actually do.
I've never noticed that.
Anyways, okay. That's a good place to end. We'll talk about the things somebody will do if they have a crush on you later.
And the burlesque show.
Oh, I will talk about that real quick because I do want to say, because this is the final week it's going on. If you go to our Facebook page, there is still a link up there where you can get tickets for the show. There's some, like, I think the VIP tables might be gone. It was so much fun. I was laughing. I was, like, turned on. The music was fantastic. The whole show was amazing. It's such a great production. Like, because Cutie Labootie, who was in with us last time.
Oh, I loved her.
She was telling us about how they do have two gentlemen on the show. And then the guy, he was the prince. He had a towel dance, basically, where he's kind of doing all these things. Ooh. And he has a towel. And then all of a sudden, he moves the towel. And you can tell he's not wearing anything underneath. And I might have seen some things from the behind.
Oh.
Some things.
Vicky got
some
a little turn.
Some glees. Oh, my God. My friend, he's joked. And he's like, I've never seen you put your hand to your mouth so many times. He's like, how's the floor? Do we need a wet floor sign? I'm like, shut up.
Probably
means he was so pretty. But yes, go check out the show. I mean, the girls were amazing and so talented, and like you can tell they put a lot of work into their performances and stuff. So yeah, check it out. And actually, if you go to the last podcast, we do have a coupon code still available. It's just broad-cast, I believe it was the coupon code. If not, just check on the last podcast for sure. It's an excuse to listen to Cutie Labootie again. All right, Sage, it was good having you back. Hope it's reoccurring.
Yay.
And see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.